Money.
I think anything we do when it comes to purchasing, we should probably be prepared. So it is, there's a lot of buyers out there trying to purchase homes right now, and having a checklist, I think, is really important. Understanding what your needs and what your wants are. There's needs and there's what I call a wish list. Really breaking those down and what's important to you, especially in this market, because it's definitely a seller's market. There is not a lot of inventory out on the market. Actually, it's the lowest inventory that we've seen in our history. So it's really challenging for you as a buyer. But I will tell you, if you want to purchase a house, you're going to find one. You just got to stick with it, not give up. And you've got to get really realistic of what's available out there. And that's why it's important to have a list of what's important to you or what your needs are, as well as what those wish items would be. So when you get out there and you can make a decision on whether that property is going to fit well for you. But also you want to have in that checklist and prepare, what are you trying to target as far as price? As important, what are you trying, and even more important, what are you trying to target as far as your payment objective? So get an understanding of where you're comfortable at in the neighborhood and the areas that you want to live with your family. Where is that target price range and what's that going to take? And then comparing that or bringing in your payment objective and what you're willing to pay on a monthly payment. Now, sometimes those numbers will match up, sometimes they won't. If they don't match up, you've got to go back to the drawing board before you start getting out in the market and shopping for a home and decide what you're willing to make an adjustment to. You're either making an adjustment to your target price, which means you're making an adjustment in the area in the home that you want to live, or you're going to have to go back to your budgeting and find out where you can adjust some of your finances to increase that payment objective. Now, what most consumers don't know is the per 10,000 calculation. This is really important. It's simple math and something important for you to have, because I bet if you're listening right now, you may not realize that every $10,000 in a purchase price is a difference of maybe $45, $55 a month in your payment. That's principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, your entire mortgage payment. If you're looking at a 20% down payment, it's running about $45 per $10,000, and a 5% down payment, about $55 per $10,000. If you're looking at a zero down loan, add another $5, it's running about $60 per $10,000. So what that means, if you're looking at a home that needs to be in a price range of a half of million, and that doesn't meet your payment objective, you need to go back and figure out how you can adjust your budgeting, maybe $50, $60 a month to get another $10,000 in price. Not that big of a difference. And if you just look at some of the things that a lot of us do here in Seattle, let's just use coffee for an example. If you buy a cup of coffee on your way to work at Starbucks, run through the drive-through, just 5 days a week, that's about $80 a month. So just by eliminating that Starbucks coffee, that's going to give you over $10,000 in purchase price. So get realistic on what you need in target price and payment objective and match those together. Property taxes are important to understand in the neighborhood that you're purchasing and what those taxes are averaging. Normally in this market, they're anywhere from 1 to 1.2%. But a lot of consumers don't realize that property taxes are only 40 to 50% of it is based on the actual assessed value of the home. The remaining portion of your taxes is based on the levies that you're voting for. So if you're living in a better school district, if you've got more parks and things in your neighborhood, you're going to be paying higher property taxes. So as for homeowners out there, make sure that you're paying attention to the levies and things that you're voting for, because again, it does affect sometimes 50% or more of your actual property taxes. Transportation, if that's important to you, to find out in a commute and where you're working at and how long it's going to take to get you from your home to your work. Now, a lot of time, especially in this market, to where, again, it's a seller's market, which means there's not a lot of inventory out there for buyers. Sometimes you guys are getting excited on the homes that you're seeing and you just want to get into the market. You want to be really careful when it comes to commute. Make sure that you're taking some time before you start getting out and looking at homes in the area that you want to be and drive that commute. If you've got to get into a further area to get more home, drive that commute during the commute hours. So take some time not to drive from your potential home that you're going to live into your work on the weekends or after business hours. Do it when you're actually going to be commuting to work and see how that commute really feels for you before you get into that home. Also, if transportation is important for you on a transit, understanding or seeing where that's available in your neighborhood and looking at that before getting into too much of the home search itself. Neighborhood character is important. Take a look at the neighbors. You know, maybe take a knock on some doors and get some feedback of what that neighborhood has to offer and the culture for it. Also finding out where the homes and how the homes look on the outside and the inside, or on the outside and the yards, is important as well. So take a look at that. Are you living on a busy street or a quiet street? Is it important for you to get sun? A lot of times you don't realize, and North Bend is a beautiful area to live with Mount Si, but they don't get a lot of sun. So you got to consider that if you're moving out into areas, just understanding what's important to you. Education, that's obvious. Your school district and whether that's going to fit the needs of your family and your kids. Walk score is important. If it's important to you to have shopping near you or restaurants, so getting an idea of what that has to offer as far as walk score. And if that's important to you, health facilities, recreation facilities, entertainment, religion, all of these things are what you want to think about and have on your checklist, again, if they're important to you. So most important is to make out your list, find out where your needs or your wants, your needs are what I call a wish list, and see where you're willing to sacrifice, if need be, to get into the home that you want and home ownership. Again, any questions, feel free to call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Coming up next on the Money Hour, a discussion about your financial life, financial planning, life, long-term and disability and insurance and estate planning. All essential parts of your financing and your life plan for financing. Right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.